And now, here is Dr. Coben with today's edition of Liberty Minute.
The Golden Calf of Democracy, an article in the December 2004 Freeman by Lawrence W. Reed. This is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. Dr. Reed writes, "Democracy, H.L. Mencken once said, is the theory that the common people know what they want and deserve to get it good and hard." He also famously defined an election as an advance auction sale of stolen goods. Mencken was not opposed to democracy. He simply possessed a more sobering view of its limitation than today's conventional wisdom. Indeed, democracy may be the world's single most oversold concept of political governance. Commonly yet erroneously romanticized, it is assumed in most circles to ensure far more than it possibly can. The Norman Rockwell portrait of engaged, informed citizens contending freely on behalf of the common good is a utopian ideal that obscures the messy details of reality. Just how oversold democracy is came home to me recently as I listened to a group of college students debating farm subsidies. Advised that experience and economics underscore the folly of subsidies, the student consensus was nonetheless in support of helping farmers. Why? Because that's apparently what the people wanted when they voted for the congressman who gave us the handouts. To those students, and a disturbing number of other citizens these days, the veneer of democracy somehow covers up a multitude of sins. It may even sanctify them. We need another dose of Mencken-esque reality, and that starts with a clearer view of what this thing is that enraptures so many. Monarchy is easy to define. If you've got a king, you've got one. Military dictatorship is also stark in its manifestation. If one guy wears a uniform, has all the tanks, and tells everyone else what to do, you've got one of those. But what exactly is democracy? Pure, undiluted democracy is unshackled majority rule. Everybody votes on everything, and 50% plus one decides every public issue, and inevitably, a whole lot of what ought to be private ones, too. Perhaps ancient Athens for a brief time came closest to this, but no society of any size and complexity can practice this form of governance for long. For starters, it's unwieldy and unworkable, endlessly contentious, and disrespectful of certain inalienable rights of individuals who may find themselves in the minority. People like the sound of democracy because it implies that all of us have equal say in our government and that a simple majority is somehow inherently fair and smart in deciding all or virtually all issues. On closer examination, it should become apparent that subjecting every decision of governance to a vote of the people is utterly impossible. Many decisions have to be made quickly. Many decisions require knowledge that few people possess or have the time to become expert on, and many decisions don't belong in the hands of any government at all. A pure democracy, even if possible, would quickly degenerate into the proverbial two wolves and a sheep voting on what to have for lunch. Suppose someone says, "I just don't like people with boats and jewelry. I think we should confiscate their property." Let's have a vote on that. A democratic purist would have to reply, "All in favor say aye." A person interested in securing individual rights would have to say, "That's not a proper function of government, and even if 99% of the citizens vote for it, it's still wrong." There's nothing about mob rule that makes such a decision legitimate. In common parlance, democracy has been stretched to mean little more than responsive government. Our founders established a republic, and a republican form of government modifies pure democracy considerably. It provides a mechanism by which almost anyone can have some say in matters of government. We can run for office. We can support candidates and causes of our choosing. We can speak out in public forums, and indeed, a few matters are actually decided by majority vote. But a constitutional republic founded on principles that are more important than voting, like individual rights, will put strong limits on this. In its Bill of Rights, our Constitution clearly states, "Congress shall make no law." It does not say Congress can pass anything it wants so long as 50% plus one support it. We should be thankful that America's founders did not erect a monarchy or a dictatorship, but we should also have no illusions about the harm a responsive government, whatever you want to call it, can still do. Even the best and most responsive of governments, we should never forget, still rests on the legal use of force, an inescapable fact that requires not blind and fawning reverence, but brave and determined vigilance. That calls for sober people who understand the nature of government and the importance of liberty. And this is Dr. John Coben with Liberty Minutes. To find out more about Liberty Minutes, please visit our website, www.policyofliberty.net. And to find out more about the Freeman and its articles, visit www.fee.org.